The Department of Justice last week filed criminal charges against a Haynes heliskiing company for repeatedly operating tours on federal land without a permit. The violations came to light because of a fatal accident within the off-limits area in March of last year. Margaret Friednauer of KHNS has more.
In documents filed in U.S. District Court, attorneys claim Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, or SEBA, operated heliski tours in an area near Haynes regulated by the Bureau of Land Management. The federal agency requires commercial tour companies apply for and receive permits from the agency to operate on the land. SEBA had the appropriate permits from 2002 to 2006. Then, before the 2007 season began, BLM closed the area to tours and didn't grant permits in order to conduct studies. SEBA applied for a permit for the same area in 2011, but was told the area was still closed. But the company admits in court documents that it still conducted tours in that area. It includes an area just southwest of Haynes with a 60-degree mountain slope that's considered an expert ski run. Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrea Stewart says the permit violations came to light because of an accident in March that claimed the life of a SEBA employee and injured two clients.
You know, it came to our attention only because of the fatality. And then looking into it, it turned out it was an ongoing pattern and practice of the organization.
The Haynes Borough regulates the heliskiing industry in areas within the borough. Heliskiing companies are required to provide GPS coordinates to the borough after any accident or fatality. After submitting the coordinates of the March 3rd accident, it became apparent the company was operating technically within the borough-designated heliski boundaries, but on BLM land closed to use. The agency began an investigation and turned the issue over to the Department of Justice because operating on the land without a permit is considered trespassing, Stewart says.
There's a statute that makes it criminally illegal. There are also potential administrative penalties as well.
In the plea deal, SEBA acknowledges operating 54 tours since 2011 in that same area without a permit. The company agrees to pay a $10,000 fine plus $11,500 in restitution, the amount the company would have paid in permit fees for the land use. The company will also be on probation for 2 years and agrees to provide BLM with GPS data to ensure compliance with tour area boundaries. One of SEBA's owners, Nick Trimble, was reached at his home in Haynes on Wednesday, but did not want to comment on the case because the plea agreement has yet to be approved by a judge. That is expected to take place by the end of the month. The Haynes Borough has already penalized the company for the March 3rd incident. Earlier this year, it fined SEBA $500 for violating conditions of its borough permit by not having all the other necessary state and federal permits to conduct its business. The borough also reduced the number of skier days the company could use when it was issued its 2014 permit. Heliskiing is a controversial issue in Haynes. While it accounts for a large portion of winter tourism, the way the industry is regulated by the borough creates friction between industry supporters and some residents concerned by noise and impacts on wildlife. Some residents say this latest development highlights issues with the industry. Eric Hawley is the president of Lynn Canal Conservation. The group advocates for consistent regulation of the heliski industry in Haynes by the borough.
What we would hope to see come from this is that the borough itself would take a deeper look at what's been going on here, look at the GPS tracks for recent years, and see in what areas outside of the BLM areas that SEBA's been operating in violation.
Interim borough manager Julie Causey said in an email she is discussing the issue with BLM and will report to the assembly at its next meeting. Borough code allows the manager to suspend or revoke a commercial tour permit for noncompliance or violations. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.